out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
You're
all strung up.
I can't understand.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen,
are you
hung up?
One of these days, I am going to replace her.
I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
Good evening, my friends. It's Friday night and time for Zapped. I'm your host, Andy, and this is an hour of Frank Zappa and related music coming at you from Shasta County, California, here on KKRN 88.5 FM, licensed in Bella Vista, with studios in Round Mountain and Redding. Tonight's intro was Are You Hung Up? Off the 1968 album We're Only In It for the Money. And now I'm going to play you the 1970 album Chunga's Revenge in its entirety. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks again for tuning into Zapped.
get lonesome. Don't it ever get sad when you go out on the road.
Oh, there was one time in Minneapolis.
Don't it ever get lonesome. Don't it ever get sad when you go out on a 30-day tour. You got nothing but groupies and promoters to love you, and a pile of laundry by the hotel door. Don't it ever get lonesome. Don't it ever give a young man the blues. Don't it ever get lonesome. Don't it ever make a young man. Band plays some of the most terrible shit you ever known.
are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So tonight I am playing you the album Chunga's Revenge from 1970 in its entirety, and the first three songs that you just heard were Transylvania Boogie, followed by Road Ladies, and that last song was 20 Small Cigars. So this is a pretty awesome album that I used to like to drive around and listen to when I was in college. And we shall continue. This is the next song is the Nancy and Mary music.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. We are playing the album 1970s Chunga's Revenge in its entirety tonight. And so we just heard three more songs off of that. We just heard Would You Go All the Way? And before that was Tell Me You Love Me. And we started off that block with the Nancy and Mary music. So I just want to take a moment and remind my listeners that KKRN is listener-supported community radio, meaning that we survive on the kindness and donations of listeners like you. And you can do that by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on that donate button. Give as little or as much as you are inclined to help us out with. We can keep programming like this and others on the air. You can always check out kkrn.org also for archives of past shows from many of our local producers, and you can also see the schedule for all of our programming. So without further ado, let's return to the music, and we'll finish up Chunga's Revenge in this next block. We're going to start with the actual title track off the album. This is called Chunga's Revenge. We'll be right back.
Long years I've been
Hey again, it's Andy, and you're listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So we just finished up the album Chunga's Revenge. In that block, we first heard Chunga's Revenge, the title track, followed by The Clap. Next was Rudy Wants to Buy Yiz a Drink. And we finished out the album with Charlena. So that's the end of Chunga's Revenge. It's about a 40-minute album, so I have some time left. So I'm going to bring you one more song. But first, I want to remind my listeners that coming up tonight after Zapped, and like every Friday night, we have Soul Deluxe, Byron Phoenix's show, produced in Arizona on the Native Voice One network. So that's one of the syndicated shows we play here on KKRN, and I encourage you to check it out tonight and every Friday night at 10 p.m. So that's the end of the show for the most part. I do have one more song to play for you. It is called DC Boogie. It was a posthumously released album, and so I hope you enjoy this. It's a bit lengthy, so hang in there for another, I'd say, about 13 and a half minutes, and enjoy DC Boogie. And until next week, thanks again for tuning into Zapped, and I hope you have a great weekend.
let's make this a democratic process. How would you like to have this song end? One at a time. With a boogie. Wait a minute, just a minute, just so that we won't be inadequately represented here. We have one side that says it should end with a boogie. Does anybody want to have it end with a ballad? Okay, we have some other people want to have it end with a ballad. How many want to have it end with a march? How many want to have it end with a polka? How many would like to have it end with a dog food jingle? Well, let's see. So far, it looks like it's a choice between the boogie and the ballad. Contestant number one would be the boogie. How many say boogie? How many say ballad? Well, guess what it ends with?